Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts, Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea, powered by Anima. But before we begin, if you want to connect with us, we're on Instagram and Facebook at Spill the Soju Podcast and on X or Twitter at SDSPodPH. You can also send us an email at spillthesoju@gmail.com for any inquiries, collaborations, and what have you. So everything is linked in the description box, so make sure to check it out. So, Ate Chelsea, what's on our menu for today?
On our menu for today is a very pressing topic, trending topic in K-pop these days. And we're going to be talking about live singing.
Yes! Very hot topic these days.
Very interesting topic to talk about, I would say. But here we are. And yes, it's going to be a fun, I feel like we're going to have some fun on this topic.
But then all due respect as well.
Yeah, like, with all due respect.
Yes. It's so, just like, it's time for us to hop in on a, you know, spicy, juicy conversation every once in a while. Controversial, so to speak.
Yeah, we got to stay relevant somehow. But yeah. So I don't know. It's just me and Ash for today. Mm-hmm. Katie is taking a rest. Our working girl's taking a rest.
As she should.
As she should. Our Dera queen. But she, so it's just going to be me and Ash. But prior to this, we already wanted to talk about this. But before recording this episode, I already asked him, like, I'm sorry, guys. I really need to ask you what your opinion on this whole topic is.
Yes. And we had a whole conversation, all three of us. How juicy our chat was. It was spicy.
The Spill of Soju chat was alive.
Yeah.
when that happened. So,
yes,
how it all started. So, we are going to drop some group names only because they were mentioned. But we're not going to be going to take a direct hit at them.
Yes, for sure.
For sure. So we're just going to be talking about the whole overarching scenario or like where we're at these days. So it started with... Okay.
You guys can tell that we're not...
We're trying to be as careful as possible.
We don't want to be controversial in the way that we give our, you know, our opinions. Yeah. We want to be, you know, respectful as much as possible.
What fanned this spark into a flame, is Le Sserafim's Coachella performance. But prior to that performance, people have already been talking about the, I would say, lack of, I no, not lack of, or just, how would you call it?
Unintentional disregard.
Oh, come on, I'm this academic. To vocals.
Yes, like, to vocals in general. Yes,
to vocals in general. Mm-hmm. And it's targeted towards a certain company as well.
It's a whole thing.
And that's what we wanted to jump on today. So, in case anyone is interested on our stance on this, we are all for live singing. We're second gen stans, like we shove it every opportunity that we have that we're second gen stans. And we were spoiled rotten with great vocals all the time. Even at the third gen, there were a lot of like really good live singing groups and we've attended their concerts and whatnot. Yeah. But I do agree that there is a, what did you say? What did you call it?
Unintentional disregard.
There is an unintentional disregard or vocals is not being as prioritized as it was back then.
Yes.
How about you, Ash?
Yeah.
Your initial thoughts.
When Chelsea asked the question in our group chat, one of the first things I definitely said, and I think it's also one of the reasons why it's sort of shifted this way to this sort of narrative, it's because these days, dance challenges and dancing in general is trending.
Yes, and ma'am.
With the boom of TikTok dance challenges and all that, you could see that a lot of the celebrities, a lot of the artists, a lot of groups, not just in K-pop in general, they focus a lot on the performance side of things.
Yes, yes.
And I think they end up spending a little bit more time in the dance practice studio than vocal training.
Woo!
Some, like, you know, it could be one of the reasons why, but that's not always the case. There are a lot of groups who are still, you know, hitting the vocals, the live
yes,
vocals,
ma'am.
So well,
yes. Yes.
Even in fifth gen and everything like that. It's just
yes.
that there's certain groups. But
there
you can
are.
Sort of you can sort of see where their priorities sort of lie for a comeback. And we're not gonna name anyone. Whoever you think of at you know,
bata sa langit, kung matamaan, wag magalit.
Whoever you think of when I said that, then you know, there's something behind it. But
I
think it's generally because the market is leaning a little bit more towards dance and performance these days. And as dancers ourselves, that's a lot to say. Because we absolutely love performances, dancing, choreographies, etc.
Yes, ma'am.
But we also grew up in K-pop when idols used to train their vocals by running laps while doing live singing. Yes. They had to press their diaphragms or stomachs while singing live. That's how they trained. It was hardcore. And I think that's, we were so used to that. That was our standards.
Yes.
You know, like what we said, second gen, third gen, early fourth gen, things like that. Like those were our standards. So just seeing a lot of MR removed short videos and things being uploaded these days, you know, you just couldn't help but see the difference. But the thing is, these idols who are being targeted, sadly, it's not that they're bad. They're actually absolutely amazing at singing when it's being focused on. They're absolutely amazing and skillful at it when they're doing it, when they're recording at the studio, when they're only singing without really, you know, dancing or anything like that. Or when it's like they know they're doing a live performance and like they're just like singing, like for example in an idol, how do you call this, the
recording
radio guestings,
yeah,
like where they just sing, you know, like they, you can see their vocal prowess there, but when they have to choose between, when they have to perform it and they have to choose between dancing and singing, obviously they show
prioritize.
A little bit more of
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I think.
Like yung sabi mo nga, Ash, like when we were talking about it, I mm-hmm. said, you know, it's bad when the dancers are like complaining about it. And like what Ash said, like we're the ones who's supposed to be like, we're pushing it to like improve mm-hmm. your performances, sharper dancing, mm-hmm. more synchronized, mm-hmm. ganon. Mm-hmm. But now we're just like, yo. Like, wait lang po, your singers, mm. your, and mm. you know, I saw some of the kids. Mm. I saw our metrics. It's mostly people our age listening to this. Oh. So I see the kids doing their very best to defend their idols, which as they should. And but for me, it's sometimes not. Make it make sense. Kasi parang may nagsasabi na, oh, just look at their performances. It's like a lot harder compared to how it was back then. Ganito, ganyan. So of course they're gonna have a harder time singing.
Mm.
And then, so like, you're right. Like you're like, I see your face. I see your face. And I'm like, for me, if they can improve their dancing by that much, shouldn't they also improve their singing by that much?
Mm.
Like, we keep talking about how mm-hmm. the performances have gotten better and better and better. Like the dances, the choreo, it's getting harder and harder and harder. But it seems like everyone has just hit the plateau. Not everyone, but like the general skill when it comes to singing has just reached a plateau that hindi na nakahabol sa, you know, sa demand, like the physical demand that they're trying to exhort. And for me, honestly, as like someone who used to dance, like I have no problem at all, especially when it comes to tours, to concert, you know, yung matagalan talaga na performances, because I know that it's a marathon, so they have to conserve their energy, but at the same time, you know, they prioritize their voice as well.
Exactly. Yep.
So I'm okay with toning it down. Like, you can tone it down without making it look disorganized, lazy, less powerful. Like,
exactly.
Diba? Like, you know what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, there's a balance. There's a perfect balance that you can meet. And it's just that you don't have to sacrifice one just for the other. Because there have been groups, there have been artists who already found that balance. And that just takes training. That just takes constant practice and hard work for both, you know, for all aspects of your skills. But yeah, sadly, sometimes we don't get to see that. Sometimes.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's a job.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. It's that comment.
it's that comment. Oh my gosh. It's a trending comment as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. At the end of the day, it is a job. As much as, you know, sometimes we would like to say, oh, it's okay to make that mistake every once in a while. But you know how there's also that saying that if it's done 2 times, 3 times, it's not really a mistake anymore.
Yep. Oh.
Woo. And sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm just also thinking of it like, if you compare it to other jobs as well, if you make, like, for example, in healthcare, in medicine, if you make a mistake there, it's fatal. It's life and death. And I know not a lot of jobs work in a situation where it is life and death, but it's that kind of like that standard.
Yeah.
Like a mistake in other jobs can get you fired, which is like what that comment said. We're just like relaying it. If for those who don't like know what the netizens have been saying, what the comments, like that's what that they've been saying. If, you know, in other jobs, if you make that mistake, you're fired. So it's like some kind of double standard thing as well.
Yeah, I agree. I hope this is a wake-up call. Or like a lot of companies and idols will realize that dancing can only take you so much, like so far, when it comes to an overall performance. Mm-hmm. There are so many other things that make up a great performance aside from dancing. Like, case in point, Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
Blackpink. So Blackpink, when you see them on stage, they don't go all out when they dance. If anything, their choreo, when they go on tour, are a lot more toned down to accommodate the length of the whole concert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For them to be able to maintain that stamina to go through that whole hour and a half, 2 hour set.
Yes.
But it doesn't, like, I'm taking their Coachella performance as well. Like, if you see their Coachella performance, ganda-ganda sila most
yeah, exactly.
Most of it, diba? Like, ganda-ganda lang sila, and then a little dance break, like, in between. But they mostly kept it very simple. But, ang lakas pa rin ng, like, it's still,
the thing. Yeah.
It still looked like a well-packaged performance.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I think it's because they use the resources well as well. They use the resources well as well. Well. Yes, their English. Okay, grammar. But yeah, because they really made use of the props and their backup dancers so well that the girls don't have to do as much alone. Mm-hmm. So it was a team effort. Like, if you even notice other Coachella performances, the actual artists were just have to focus on the actual singing.
And
like their stage presence. They're they are what people are looking for. They are.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's not necessarily the choreography or maybe not even the song, like the actual lyrics or something. They can just even like, let me hear you scream. Let me hear Coachella.
Coachella. Let me hear your freaking scream. Yeah,
like they don't have to even, you know, sing the whole song. They can ad lib, do whatever. It's just them. You know, people go to Coachella to see them.
I think that's also why I love watching live performances. Because for me, when I go to a concert or when I go to an artist's performance, I'm there to watch a performance I have never seen before. You give me the exact same performance
that I see on music shows,
I could just watch that on
screen.
TV. High quality, zoomed in, you know, I don't need to, you know, focus my phone too much.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to watch you, I need to have what I expect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
personally, exactly, yeah. Is I'm going to watch a performance that's only for us, for the people who went to that event. Mm-hmm. And again, going back, it's not just the dance. Again, it's those ad libs, as you said. Mm-hmm. It's hyping up the crowd.
Hyping the crowd, connecting with us, because you don't get to do that from a screen. Like, you want the idol to connect with you because you're there live, seeing them, in front of you instead of the screen.
But I think what makes me love watching live performances, like the performances that I really, really enjoy watching,
mm-hmm.
are when the artists themselves are enjoying.
Exactly.
You can tell that, you know what?
They're letting loose.
Act with the crowd. Yeah,
they're just letting loose. They're enjoying being in the presence of their fans.
Yes.
And just frick the choreo. Frick whatever I have to sing. I'm just going to, answer the banner that I see, or something.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's those kinds of performances wherein I'm just this is great. We're
all enjoying.
The mutual enjoyment of those two parties.
I love that. I love that phrase, mutual enjoyment.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. And that's what I saw with Blackpink's Coachella. Mm-hmm. Like, the girls were feeling themselves, smiling.
Yes.
And I'm only using Blackpink because I feel like that's a very, everyone watched their Coachella thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying Le Sserafim didn't do that, okay, before anyone else takes words out of my mouth. I'm just saying what I loved about Blackpink's. That's it. But I have seen acts wherein it was like, I could have just watched a music show performance. I really could have just watched a music show performance. This is like, I don't feel like you want to be here right now. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
May ganun. May ganun ako napanood. Na parang ako, wow. I am not. You know.
Yeah.
But sobrang nalayo na tayo sa live singing, no? But
yeah.
But yeah, again, live singing is also a big part of that.
Mm-hmm,
you don't have to sing every single line. Mm-hmm. Those, but just sing. And sing well.
Yeah. We do understand that performances do take your breath away, literally.
Yes, ma'am.
And it will be hard. You won't be able to sound just like your studio self, for sure. We know that.
Yes,
we know that.
Yes.
But there is a certain level of expectations with live singing already taking account that exception, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're talking in a way that we have an certain expectation, like, not just us, fans in general, everyone. We have this certain level of expectations already considering the fact that the performance will make you tired and breathless.
Yes.
We already consider that part. So you don't have to keep mentioning that, because they're dancing. And they're
we know. We know.
Like, as dancers, as us, we know.
We understand.
We exactly know how it feels to be breathless after a piece. So even though we're not singers, we know at least that part, that side of things. So, yeah.
And you can have a great performance without making it super tiring. Like, strike a balance. Everyone's just going
Exactly.
Everyone's going for Hip Hop International, for World of Dance type of pieces. Mm-hmm. It is fun. But at this point, I'm like, oh no, how are they going to sing? That's the first thing that comes into my head when I see super hard choreos. Because, again, we know, like, pre, parang...
No. You can't sing with that kind of piece.
Like, you can strike a good balance of an entertaining, dynamic piece without it being out of this world difficulty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it also, like, that, with that said, there are the actual staff, the choreographers, the art, the performance directors and everything like that, they have a responsibility as well to create a performance with the artists that will help them balance everything.
Yes.
That you can always adjust the choreography, especially for live performances, in a way that if a member has to do a belt a high note in this part, you can adjust the choreography in a way that she doesn't have to dance leading up to it, or in that certain, you know, section. You know, you can always adjust. You can always, you know, because singing in a music show is different from a live festival. Singing in the studio and is different in other cases. So, it's a constant, you know, teamwork kind of issue.
So, yes, I super agree with everything. And I feel like us as fans, I feel like we have that responsibility to not accept mediocrity. I went there. But again, like, as that commenter said, like, if we do bad at our jobs, we get fired, we get pay cuts. But if you were not delivering the minimum, which is singing well, I'm not saying singing perfectly, because you're, you know, we don't expect all idols to sing like Chen from EXO. So, but we can't expect everyone to sing like that. Just sing well. And what irks me is people supporting it. Defending.
Yeah.
I'm like, sis, the bar is way, like, where the bar is on the floor, like, at this moment. If we're going to, you know,
you're stepping on the bar.
We're stepping on the freaking bar. Like, guys, like, where? Come on.
It's so sad.
Because why are we whole? Like, they're called idols. They have a standard to uphold.
Singers. They're artists.
They're singers. They have to reach a certain standard of quality, a certain standard to be able to be in their position.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to see more of that.
Yeah. Like, I don't like seeing idols perform in a way that sort of, in a way, disrespects their hard work.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. I like that.
Because, like, all the training for? What was surviving survival shows for? What was all, you know, right? Like,
that's our highlight. That's our highlight.
No, but really, yeah. Like, it's actually painful to yes. see. Because, yes. like, if they face their past selves, like, what would that conversation be like? What would that interaction be like? You know? So it's just really hard because you know that they're amazing. You know that they have the ability, the skills, the prowess for everything. Yes. That's why they're there. That's why they were picked by the companies. That's why they were able to debut. But if like that, all that like sort of goes downhill just because like maybe they're complacent or something. I don't know. Like, and it's okay. Like, you know, sometimes there are off days. People have off days. You can make mistakes. You can have an off day, but you need to know how to like come out of it.
Yeah.
Job in work wise.
Yeah.
Like you can't constantly perform poorly because like I said, if in other jobs you would be fired.
Honestly.
So
yeah, I fear for my life. Every day.
Yeah, I would fear. Yeah, I would fear for my life if I made mistakes. Literally handling someone's, you know, life. But I just don't want to see them work hard for nothing.
Woo!
I don't want what they're putting out into the world be compared to who they were before.
Oh.
Because you can't go back to the past. You can't. Yeah. You can't say like, oh, in the past I was like this. That was the past. You know. Yes. How about now? You know, it's, you know, yeah. Just, you know, it's like I want them to do so.
Yeah, honestly, it's like not just for the fans, but for themselves. Like you've trained, like they have trained so hard. Out of the millions, thousands of people who want to be K-pop idols.
Mm.
They're in that privileged, they, you know, place.
Yeah.
And like if they better show like, alam mo yon, tama ka.
Like show why you're there. Why you were chosen out of everyone else.
Yes. Mm. Yes. And like for you, na parang I'm here, and I need people to know why I'm here. And not just for them, but for me to constantly remind myself why, how I got there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. It's also like respecting the people who lost a spot in their place.
Boom.
You know?
Boom.
It's, you know, it's like, it's respecting the fight that they had to, you know, compete up. With you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's respecting them, respecting their hard work as well. That, at least the person I lost to was actually really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that they could, you know, inspire to be like you, like them instead of like, that should be me.
Yeah. It's a lot of things. You can tell that we have a lot of like, andami naming gustong sabihin sa topic na to because again we're not happy with the state of live performances for other groups. I'm not saying all of them, but
it's not all of them,
but if natamaan ka, ayun na nga. If hindi ka natamaan and you're like, oh, my group's not like that, then great. Love that. Love that for you. Love that for us. But yeah, I think we've said enough because if we're going to continue, we're just going to be babbling on.
And we're going to go into a rabbit hole.
Exactly. But yeah, we can wrap it up there. Let us know what you guys thought.
About yes, we'd love to hear everyone's opinions and comments about this. Please. This
is such a spicy topic.
Yeah. It's a good conversation to have.
I just want to hear what you guys have to say about this topic.
Yeah.
And you can let us know by tagging us on our socials. We are at SESPodPH on X. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. You can also reach out to us via email, spillthesojupodcast@gmail.com. You can reply to the question if you're listening on Spotify and everywhere else. Just, yeah, we're links down below. You guys know the
yes.
drill. If you love this episode, please follow us, subscribe, give it a 5-star rating. Probably it will help us a lot. If you also, kung gusto niyo patamaan yung mga friends niyo, share this episode.
Oh,
hi! Or if you have friends who have the same opinion as us, share this episode to them as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, this has been Chelsea and Ashley for today's episode. Thank you so much for making it this far. We'll see you guys mm-hmm. next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you.